Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
Today's inspirational thought is, coming together is a beginning, staying together is progress, and working together is success. This quote is by Henry Ford.
We are well underway this school year, and as you heard at conferences, we are starting to hit our stride and create personalized learning plans for our students. We enjoyed being able to spend some time with you and sharing your child's progress. It continues to be important that we work together towards the common goal of creating the best educational experience for your child. Our partnership is the key to our success.
Triads were a great time for strengthening and working on our partnership. We can continue to work as a team and keep the lines of communication open.
Each day, choose to be an active participant with your class and community. Make sure that you all work hard and dedicate yourself completely so that success may be achieved.
Our learning targets for this week are: for writing, we will be discussing various strategies for revising with intent and how best to go about revising as growing second grade writers.
This week in reading, we will be rolling up our sleeves to figure out tricky words. We'll be teaching several strategies as students are introduced to multisyllabic words and more unknown vocabulary. In science, we are going to continue working on living and non-living things and learn about the needs of a plant. We will be beginning our plant observations. Students should have received a seed in their bag, which they will need for experiments this week.
In math, we will add and subtract within 100.
And in phonics, we are focusing on digraphs, R-controlled vowels, and inflectional endings.
Here are some reminders for this upcoming week. Just a reminder that each morning it is important for your student to come prepared to learn for their live class meetings. We would appreciate your support in limiting distractions as best as possible at home. Please try to have your student use the restroom and eat before joining their meeting, just as they would here in their classroom at school. Getting plenty of rest and showing up dressed and ready to learn will only help your students stay engaged and be at their best to learn each day.
During the resource pickup, a Literature Day book report was sent home. During the month of October, students will identify a book and complete a book report on that book. They do not need to complete this all at once. We will break it up into manageable chunks. In addition, they will be creating their character out of a pumpkin. This will allow students to use their creativity. You can use a real or fake pumpkin, or you can even draw one. Students will dress up as their book character on Literature Day. Please take a few moments this week to go over the Literature Day book report with your child so you both know what to expect. We look forward to all the creativity in our students.
Another reminder is the importance of organization. It is important to have materials organized and handy. A great idea, and optional of course, is to keep all packets and papers in a binder. Also, add tabs to keep track of each subject. Staying organized will help your child be ready to learn.
In order to promote more involvement in our podcast, we are giving a keyword each week. A classroom assignment will be sent by your child's teacher, and your child will give the keyword for this week's episode for a chance at a prize.
This week's keyword is fall. Today's teacher tip is a friendly reminder regarding the importance of healthy sleep habits. Studies have shown that kids who regularly get an adequate amount of sleep have improved attention, behavior, learning memory, and overall mental and physical health. Difficulty concentrating, hyperactive behavior, or learning problems could directly be related to them not getting proper sleep. Establishing a consistent bedtime routine is important. The routine should ideally start at the same time every night. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, the current recommendation of sleep each night for grade school students is 9 to 12 hours. We understand that each family has their own schedule and routine at home. Yet we just encourage all of our students to aim for adequate amounts of sleep each school night. Even throughout distance learning, we believe established routines are essential to optimize learning for our students. We appreciate your support in helping our wolves be at their best for each new day of learning. The important dates for this upcoming week are:
our Literature Day project will be kicking off. Remember, you don't need to finish the whole packet. Our goal is to choose our book and character.
That will be due on Friday, October 2nd. That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!